and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about product protection plans for retail HME. It's funny, we're familiar with protection plans in our personal life, but we haven't seen them in HME. Well, actually, that's not right. Let me correct myself. We haven't seen these kinds of plans until now. Here to talk about product protection plans for HME is Sean Stapleton. Sean is the CEO of MedGuard Protection Plans, which is now offering these plans to the HME industry. And Sean's going to talk about how offering these protection plans can increase retail revenue while strengthening patient loyalty, as well as the continuity of care. Sean, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you here.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. And, you know, I'm always excited to talk about MedGuard Protection Plans to HME providers.
We've had some good discussions, Sean. We had a good video interview back at MedTrade West, and then you recently produced a webinar for us.
We did, and we've had a lot of great responses. I would say bordering on overwhelming responses from folks, and it's been exciting to talk to providers across the country and in Canada about our solutions and how it fits with their needs. So we're looking for more of those interactions. So we're excited to keep building the momentum we've got going on.
Okay, well, let's dive in. I promise you, if you're a retail HME provider, you're going to be interested in this. Sean, let's start with some basics. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about MedGuard Protection Plans and the services it provides?
Well, MedGuard is a subsidiary of US Medic, which has been a provider of enterprise equipment maintenance solutions to hospitals, laboratories, and other healthcare organizations for over 25 years, bordering on 20, almost 30 years now, as I think about it, long time. So we cover, and US Medic has covered over $1 billion in assets, ranging from a few hundred dollar pieces of equipment at a hospital to certain imaging equipment, which can run into the millions. So we have we've always had a really good understanding of how to manage equipment of all values at a commercial level. And we created MedGuard really to provide consumers that same level of commercial grade equipment protection for their home medical equipment. When we did our market research, it indicated that there was a real need for this solution. We didn't see any other offerings that could provide the range of coverage that we know that we could for HME providers and customers. So that's why we created it. It's really just a very natural extension of US Medic.
And let's define some terms here. What is, for the folks in the audience, what is a product protection plan exactly, and how does it work?
Well, people have run into product protection plans for a long time, but usually they'll refer to them as extended warranties. That you hear it referenced in that way. But effectively, and they've also run into manufacturer's warranties, right? So they understand what those are. Well, equipment protection plans are very similar in that they provide certain benefits in the event of a product failure or certain issues, that whether it be a maintenance issue, a repair needed because of electrical issue or other issues as far as the equipment. So we provide that under a different contract, separate front and apart from the manufacturer's warranty. We do it for up to 5 years after the manufacturer's or after the sale of a product, well beyond what the manufacturer can offer. And our plans cover issues like accidental damage to CPAPs, BiPAPs, and APAPs. We also cover things like stains, tears, or rips to lift chairs, mechanical failures for mobility scooters. But we also cover things like normal wear and tear for equipment. What most folks or some folks or providers will know this, that oftentimes manufacturers, they won't cover normal wear and tear issues. It's really just defects in what the manufacturer has provided. But we do under our plans. And we work with our HME providers to exclusively offer through them to their customers. We don't sell directly to customers. We sell through the providers and allow them to add on their markup to our plans and to generate additional revenue. Yeah.
So you mentioned additional revenue. Let's dive into sort of the top line reasons why people purchase protection plans and why providers should consider them part of their business.
Right. So our customer research, and we do a ton of it. That's kind of over the many years been doing this. You have to understand, get your finger on the pulse of your customers and determine why they make the buying decisions they make. But our research indicates that people buy protection plans for a few main reasons. And one of the main reasons as you might expect, is to avoid unexpected repair bills. And now more than ever, we're hearing about people's fears about rising costs with inflation, their ability to maintain their equipment, right, with some of the challenges with supply chain, and also labor, right? Things have gone up with the price of gas going up, so people are concerned about being able to maintain their vital equipment. So that's one. And others, really, it's not as much about the cost. Cost is always important to all of us, but they love the convenience of having one source to be able to have their equipment managed. So folks often will hear that, well, I'm going to be leaving, I'm going to be moving to Florida or some other place, and my trusted provider I've worked with for years isn't going to be there. I don't know who to go to. So how do I manage that? Well, using a Medgar protection plan, we have it covered for you with our nationwide network. But really, across the board, David, the reason people buy protection plans is the peace of mind of knowing that their equipment's going to stay in good working condition for many years after their purchase. And that's why we're here.
Let's talk a little bit about the demographics of people who might opt for getting a product protection plans. If I'm not mistaken, there's some kind of interesting points of crossover between the types of folks that get product protection plans and some of the key HME patient segments. Is that right?
There really is. And we were shocked and delighted, really, to see sort of the demographics of the protection plan purchasers versus folks who are HME customers, and how similar they are and how well they align as part of our in-depth dive into the industry to make sure that this was a good fit. So we were very surprised to hear about that. And you know, while protection plans are purchased by people of all ages and genders, income levels, and the like, there are some really obvious trends as to who purchases protection plans more likely, you know, where the attachment rates are the highest. And one of the areas, baby boomers, right? Nice crossover there. Folks who are college educated, homeowners, married individuals, all people who want that additional comfort and the ability to feel confident their equipment is taken care of. But again, our research indicates that the HME market is a great fit for protection plans and really presents an underserved and untapped sales opportunity for plans. So we think this really works out, and it could really work out both for our providers and for their patients.
Okay, so we have a good idea of what product protection plans are and how they work, as well as who typically gets them. Let's go over to the business case for HME providers. Why should HME providers offer protection plans?
Well, you know, David, up front, people like to talk about the revenue generated from extended warranties or protection plans. And most certainly, the Medgar protection plans do offer a substantial upfront revenue and profit opportunities of 30 to 50% for providers, right? And that's with no stocking of equipment, that's with no startup costs, and really no out-of-pocket anything other than to train their folks and get them selling. So there's the upfront value of being able to sell. But I think even more importantly than that, from my perspective, because I see protection plans as much a loyalty and retention tool as a revenue generator. So I think one of the more important parts is that it's going to help your patients, your customers, stay satisfied with their purchases and will keep their equipment in good working condition well after the warranty expires. And what we see as a result is happy patients and, you know, in addition, please referral partners who now can be sure that their patients have working equipment to help them stick to their care plans. I mean, that we can't do more than take care of the equipment. There's also the human element of folks sticking to their care plans, but at least we can cross off that one issue for care providers to make sure that their patients are doing the right things to stay healthy and have happy, healthy lifestyles.
And that patient engagement and patient loyalty, that's such a huge component of what providers do. We just recently did a podcast interview on that very topic. Are there other ways that providers can drive additional revenue or service through these plans?
So the providers we talk to, is not only are they signing on to sell our protection plans, they're also signing on to be servicers. So we have the capability for them to service equipment at their retail rates. So not just the equipment, they're the first in line to service their own equipment that they where they sell a plan on, but they get to service other equipment if they choose. If they want to, there's online sellers and others who are part of the program or may not have the capabilities to do service. Providers who have the service capabilities can sign up for that as well through our website. We'll get them started and start referring business over to them, and it's their choice as to whether or not to provide that service. So we really have a turnkey solution for them, something that not only provides upfront revenue, but also the ability to service. And I think we've covered a lot of different opportunities for them and really provided a very special program for them to be able to protect their patients and help their bottom line.
Those are some strong reasons right there. Let's get into the how. How do providers make offering product protection plans part of their sales service process? You know, how do you kind of integrate that? I don't know if it's a pitch or what, but how do you make that part of the process when you're engaging with that patient?
Yeah, David, that's really such an easy part of it. The hard part is what providers are doing today, talking with patients, trying to understand all of their needs, trying to figure out the right equipment to get them into to take care of and help manage whatever their situations are. So adding a protection plan really shouldn't be stress-free for them. And it's as easy as just adding another sentence really to the presentation. We know that providers, they're doing that interview process, they're understanding the needs of the patients. And here's what I recommend, and we note that just adding this one little bit can make all the difference. So when discussing the features and benefits, we recommend letting the customers know that the equipment comes with a one-year manufacturer's warranty, but it's eligible for up to 5 years of protection. And that the provider recommends, based on what the customer, the patient has told them about the way they plan to use the equipment, that they recommend adding the plan to their purchase to help protect their equipment for up to 5 years and help keeping your equipment in good working condition. So what have you done? You've gone through the interview process, you're listening, you're understanding what the needs are, and you're helping to protect your patients for the long haul. And I think when you see that done, it's done 100% of the time for 100% of the customers. And again, when I say 100%, it's qualified. It's not going to be folks who intend to use the equipment for less than the warranty period. Someone who may be only expecting to use it for 3 or 4 months, they're not qualified for this. It doesn't make sense. And we're not trying to sell something that doesn't provide value. But most folks are going to be keeping their equipment for much longer than the warranty period. So all of those folks, offer to 100% of them, allow them to make their decision, inform them. We don't like or really suggest or even tolerate high pressure selling of the product. We like providers to educate, just like they do, about the way the program works. And if it fits, it's a wonderful fit for the customers, for the patients, and they'll accept it. You'll see attachment rates bordering on 50%. Half the people are going to say yes because it just makes sense for their needs.
It's funny because when HME providers first started really focusing on retail sales, they kind of integrated that sort of consultative approach into how they presented retail offerings, because that's just naturally what they do. You know, HME providers are product experts and they're helping patients, opt for the right product that's going to improve their care. So this just sounds like a logical extension of that. Okay, what do providers have to do to get starting with you guys with MedGuard protection plans? How do they get started selling those? If I understand things correctly, it's a fairly simple process.
We try to make it as easy as possible for providers. They have so many other challenges that they're faced with. We like to make adding our program the easiest part of their day. So starts out by going to our website. That's at medguardplans.com. And you'll see there's an opportunity to sign up to be a seller. Provide the information and we will give you, as a provider, access to our distributor portal. And there's a ton of information on how to sell and offer the plans, in addition to the rate card for the cost of the plans. We'll provide, after a distributor has signed up, we provide sales brochures and all kinds of customer materials that they need, right? We'll send them directly to them, or providers can print them directly from the portal. So it's really simple for them. There's no upfront costs, like we've talked about. There's no IT integration. Sometimes these programs are sound great, but then you have to get your IT teams working on integrating your systems. We've designed it so you don't have to do that. And there's no other commitments. No, sometimes it's everything sounds great, then there's the software license or this license, or you have to buy the materials, you have to do this. We try to make it so there's no gotchas or, oh, I didn't see that coming. So we try to make it as simple, easy, low cost to get started so providers can start selling immediately. So go to our website, MedGuard Plans, sign up, and we will kick you off your program. And just this morning, I was on a call. A provider wanted to sign up, talk to us. I think they called us on Thursday or Friday and wanted to kick off on Tuesday. And we were able to do that and get them started. They are selling right now. So after our call, it was so simple for them, 45 minutes, and they've told me they've already made the first presentation and it went pretty darn well. So excited to hear about that. It validates our point, simple, easy, and get started immediately.
And Sean, if providers want to find out more about MedGuard, how should they contact you guys?
Well, the best way to get more information is to send us an email at support@medguardplans.com or submit a meeting request from our website at medguardplans.com. Additionally, providers can always contact us at our number, 405-872-6805, and a member of our team will be able to walk them through any questions that they might have and help get them started on their journey to offering MedGuard protection plans.
All right. Sean, this is terrific information. I'm really excited about it. I'm probably as excited about this as I was when providers were first starting to get engaged with retail sales. Thanks so much for being on the podcast, Sean.
David, thank you. And I really appreciate all that you do and all that your organization does for this industry. It is invaluable and a service that goes well beyond anyone's expectations. So thank you all for what you do.
Oh, you are too kind. Thank you. Thanks again to Sean for joining the podcast to talk about these programs. As he outlined, they are pretty compelling for a lot of reasons. I hope you go check them out. Again, you can find out more about MedGuard at medguardplans.com. And Sean mentioned you can even set up a meeting there. And you can also email them at support@medguardplans.com. So that's medguardplans.com is the website, and the email address is support@medguardplans.com. Also, I mentioned at the top of the podcast that Sean presented a webinar for HME Business recently. If today's podcast piqued your curiosity, I really encourage you to go check that out. That's at hme-business.com/webinars. It's the top item on that page. It's titled Driving Loyalty and Revenue Through Equipment Protection Plans. And again, you can find that at hme-business.com/webinars. Okay, I think we'll wrap things up for today's episode. But before I do that, I have a question for you. Do you want to help the HME Business Podcast reach more HME providers? If so, then please take a quick second to rate and review this episode on whatever podcast player you might happen to be using. Also, and please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that is happening in this industry, make sure to check out the HME-business.com website and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the magazine there as well. You can get that in print or a digital copy. Again, that's HME-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and I'm at Post-Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me by email at DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME business topics like product protection plans, but for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.